another classic radio air check on the home of classic top 40 radio, airchecks.com.
AM 1400 WLLH with Mama Cass. One quarter of the mamas and papas on our own with Dream a Little Dream of Me. Just about 4:10 at AM 1400, I'm Joyce Apostolos. Rosemary Noon is here from the Lowell Office of Cultural Affairs. She runs down the cultural update for you four times daily at AM 1400, at 6:10 a.m., 8:35 during Morning Magazine, 11:10 in the morning, middays, and once again, the final report at 4:10. Rosemary Noon's cultural update at AM 1400.
The New England Folklife Center kicks off its summer season with a series of public programs focusing on Irish traditional music and dance. On Tuesday, June 15th, enjoy an afternoon of Irish tunes with Patrick Hutchinson on the Uilleann pipes and Roger Burridge on the fiddle. Thursday, June 17th, singer Bridget Fitzgerald will perform in the a cappella Sean No tradition. Both programs are ongoing from 12 to 4 and are free to the public. The Folklife Center is also hosting a Chinese cooking demonstration on Saturday from 2 to 3. The Folklife Center is located on the fifth floor of the Boot Cotton Mills Museum. For more information on these programs, call 970-5190. The Franco-American Week Variety Show, The Starlit Cafe, will take place Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Arts Magnet School. Sunday, the Franco-American Week opening mass will be held at Notre Dame de Lourdes at 101 Smith Street at 8:30 a.m. And the Grand Théâtre de la Salle Royale will be held Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. at St. Joseph's Hall. The fifth annual Gospel and Contemporary Christian Music Festival, Praise and Harmony, will be held Saturday, June 19th, from 3:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Boarding House Park. Admission to the concert is free. For details, call 454-2945 or 937-7281. With a cultural update, I'm Rosemary Noon.
Do you remember when you became a member?
Whatever your personal financial needs are, Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union can make them happen. If you need money for credit card consolidation, vacation, a wedding, home repair, Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union in Lowell can help you get the money you need. For example, right now, a one-year personal loan is just 9.25% annual percentage rate. 2-, 3-, and 4-year loans are also available at very attractive rates. Plus, you can save another 0.25% with automatic payment deduction from your Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union account. Come into Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, where members make the difference. Merrimack Street in Lowell.
Come be a member then.
Deposits federally insured up to $100,000 by the NCUA, an agency of the federal government.
What determines our identity and our abilities? Is it genetic codes? Or is our nature and identity spiritual, determined by God? We'll examine this question this week on the Christian Science Sentinel radio edition.
The Christian Science Sentinel. Brought to you by the Christian Science Church, Andover and Nesmith Streets in Lowell. And heard every Sunday morning at 7 on WLLH.
The Drakett Dispatch is now celebrating its 20th year of providing residents in Drakett with information on what's going on in their hometown. From town selectman meetings to Drakett area sports coverage to a great selection of Drakett classified notices. If it's about Drakett, you'll find it in the Drakett Dispatch, the area's largest paid weekly circulated newspaper. If you live in Drakett, don't miss out on any of the news in your hometown. Subscribe to the Drakett Dispatch. Call 957-0007. That's 957-0007 for a subscription to the Drakett Dispatch. Now in its 20th year of providing the Drakett area with the news and information you need most. The Drakett Dispatch. Advertisers, the Drakett Dispatch is a great way to get your advertising message to Drakett area residents. The Drakett Dispatch, now celebrating its 20th anniversary. Jump and swing from AM 1400 WLLH, Count Basie, the 1 o'clock jump. The Battle of New Orleans before that from Johnny Horton. 419 at AM 1400 on the way. A look at the forecast from Jennifer Mattson. Aaron Schachter at the bottom of the hour, keeping you current with the latest stories of the day. Tonight on Frankly Speaking, between 6 and 7, your pinch-hitting host tonight will be Otto Moulton. Apparently, Frank Elliott has the night off. Now, Otto himself is the head of a local grassroots organization that helps promote drug-free communities. He's also the author of a book on that particular subject, and he's been involved in substance abuse prevention for over 20 years. Now, his guest tonight will be Dr. Harold Woth, who's a psychiatrist who specializes in drug rehabilitation, and he also has a leading role in an international organization called Drug Watch, and he'll explain that to you tonight between 6 and 7 for Frankly Speaking, only at AM 1400 WLLH.
Hi, this is Tony Accardi, real estate reporter for Morning Magazine, and I invite you to join Paul Sullivan and me each Wednesday morning at 6:20. I'll talk about trends in the real estate market, home buying, and I'll even give you some advice which may save you money. Remember, that's each Wednesday morning on the Merrimack Valley's number one morning show, Morning Magazine with Paul Sullivan.
Tony Accardi's Real Estate Report is brought to you by Mortgage Financial Services. Mortgage Financial Services goes the extra mile for you.
Why spend precious vacation time traveling when you can enjoy your free time with your family now? Wyman's Beach and family camping sites have it all. Excellent swimming at two clean, well-kept beaches. Picnic tables and fireplaces for campers and swimmers. A convenience store, recreation hall with a video arcade, and clean restrooms with coin-operated showers. Campers, you'll love the area. Wyman's is nestled right in the woods off Route 40 in Westford at Long Sought For Pond. Conveniently close to the Lowell area, but in a country setting. Surrounding the beach are 160 picturesque campsites on the beautiful spring-fed lake. The facilities are top-notch and include a baseball field, basketball court, and horseshoe pits. Firewood, propane, and ice are always available. That's Wyman's Beach and Family Camping, open for your enjoyment Memorial Day to Labor Day. For rates and reservations, call 508-692-6287.
AM 1400 time, 422, Jennifer Mattson and the Weather Center forecast.
Watch for a couple of showers or a thunderstorm tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low dropping of 60. Any showers will come to an end early tomorrow, then increasing sun with a high of 74, and a mix of sun and clouds for Thursday, a high reaching 77. I'm Jennifer Mattson for the new WLLH.
Jennifer says prepare for some rain tonight. Currently, though, some clouds in the valley, they're moving in slowly but surely, and it is breezy outside, 85 at AM 1400 WLLH. Your favorite artists, your favorite songs. It's music, memories, and more on the all-new 1400 AM WLLH.
Good afternoon, just after 4:30. I'm Aaron Schachter in the WLLH News Center. Jennifer Mattson in the Weather Center this afternoon. Says the beautiful sunny skies may become showery, a thunderstorm possible as well, temperatures in the 60s. Now here's what's happening. The state Supreme Court has ruled today in favor of Lowell and 16 other Bay State communities. Massachusetts has failed to provide equal education for public school students in rich and poor communities. Lowell School Committee member Regina Fonaconti says the state must make up for the iniquities.
It's in the best interest of the state to make sure their inhabitants are the best educated in every city and town, because the least educated people cost the most money to support. And so economically, it is the wisest thing to do.
The state Supreme Judicial Court says the state has failed to meet its constitutional duty and has ordered the legislature to come up with a way to pay for education that is fair to all students. A man hired by Velcor of Lowell was taken by MedFlight early this afternoon to Mass General in Boston after being severely burned. 35-year-old Paul Allery of Pelham, New Hampshire, was boarding up windows at the company's former site on Marginal Street.
Apparently what happened was, while doing so, some sort of an arc between the electrical wire or electrical transformer and a wrench that he was carrying with him caused the individual to be severely burnt.
The man was in critical condition when he left Lowell. Mass Electric officials say the incident is still under investigation. They are unsure at this point whether the wires hit belong to Velcor or the electric company. Two companies in the old GE plant were without electricity for about 3 hours this afternoon. Spokesperson for Mass Electric said the transformer carried 13,800 volts of electricity. The city of Lawrence has a new mayor. The city council last night elected Lenny Degnan to replace George Miller as acting mayor. Degnan will serve as the city's top administrator until the November elections, when the public will elect a new mayor, and that mayor will take office immediately. Degnan says he has no interest in the office full time.
I always felt that I couldn't make a long-term commitment. Number one, I have a business. I sell insurance. I do fairly well, and I have a young family. And I had thought about running for mayor for 4 years, but I felt that that for me and my family, that wasn't the best thing. So I never really pursued that.
Degnan defeated John Corliss for the office on a 5-3 vote. Steve Kfouri also received one vote for that office. The Westford Planning Board tonight takes its first official look at the development project planned for the Minot's Corner-Littleton Road area. Opposition to the shopping center expected to house a Walmart store has been mounting from residents. They are concerned about the economic impact it would have. Planning Board Chair Peter Fletcher says the public concerns are not yet part of the equation.
As long as they meet all current zoning and all other applicable laws, then the project, there's really no reason to deny the project.
The planning board will look tonight at how the project would affect health aspects of the area. The land lies close to some wetlands. Fletcher says the Board of Health will play a major role in the process. News Center time approaching 4:35. Sports and weather next on WLLH.
For checking accounts tailored to your Greater Lowell lifestyle, talk to the people at Family Bank.
Bank, where you're part of the family, Family Bank.
At Family Bank, they offer a variety of checking accounts to suit the many different lifestyles that make up Greater Lowell. And because they're still a local bank, their professionals will get to know you and take the time to make sure your account fits your needs. You're not just a number with the people at Family Bank. From their simple, light checking account with no minimum balance to a simply convenient Cashmaster checking package of services, you'll find your best checking value at any of their 14 Merrimack Valley locations. Stop in and visit your community bankers at Family Bank today. Member FDIC, DIF, all deposits insured in full.
WLH Sports, after a good start for the Boston Red Sox, they are sinking gradually down the roster. They are now in sixth place, 10 games back from the league-leading Detroit Tigers, fifth place. Rather, they have lost 11 of their last 13 games. They're trying to better their record tonight in New York. They take on the Yankees and Bob Wickman, Frank Viola on the mound for the Sox. Jennifer Madsen is in our Weather Center and brings us this Lawrence Lowell forecast. Jennifer?
We could see a couple of showers or a thunderstorm around tonight, Aaron. Otherwise, look for hazy conditions with partly cloudy skies and a low dropping to 60. Watch for any showers to come to an end early tomorrow, then increasing amounts of sun with a high near 74. A mix of sun and clouds for Thursday with a high of 77. I'm Jennifer Madsen for the new WLLH.
It's still a warm 84 degrees, but the clouds are rolling in. At WLLH, I'm Aaron Schachter.
Music, memories, and more. WLLH. Music, memories, and more.
1400 AM.
The all-new WLLH.
Music, memories, and more. 1400 AM WLLH. With Acrobilk and Stranger on the Shore at AM 1400, Doris Day, whatever will be, will be. The Associations Cherish, and Dinah Washington, What a Difference a Day Makes. 4:47 AM 1400 time. We'll have a check on the forecast from Jennifer Madsen. Top of the hour, news time, a full 10-minute block of news, weather, sports. We'll check in with Metro Traffic Control and find out where the trouble spots are on the highway if you're heading home from work or from wherever, maybe from the beach on a day like this. We'll also find out from John Rapolo at News Center 6 what stories he's working on for his newscasts tonight. Keep it here at AM 1400. We'll keep you current.
Looking for fun, excitement, and the big payoff?
Then come to Salem Bingo Hall, 20 Hampshire Road, Salem, New Hampshire.
Salem Bingo Hall, paying out $3,500 in regular prize money 7 nights a week, the most allowed by law.
Plus, 2 winner-take-all games nightly.
And a bonus on both winning ticket amounts if hit in 50 numbers or less.
Buy a $23 bingo package for just $20, 7 days a week.
Salem Bingo Hall has the largest selection of Lucky 7 tickets in the state of New Hampshire.
And at Salem Bingo Hall, you play in comfort with air conditioning, a state-of-the-art smoke-eating system, plus smoke-free bingo rooms, too.
Come early, park in a secure patrolled parking lot and enjoy food and beverage in the Coverall Cafe.
And don't forget to visit our famous flea market adjacent to the Bingo Hall Saturdays and Sundays from 8 to 5.
Bingo starts Monday through Saturday at 7 p.m. sharp, Sundays at 5:30.
Salem Bingo Hall, the home of the new $35 special game with over $32,000 in prizes, coming on Monday, August 9th. Tickets are on sale now.
Salem Bingo Hall, 20 Hampshire Road, Salem, New Hampshire, just off I-93 in Salem.
All games subject to increase or decrease based on attendance. 1400 time, 449. Jennifer Mattson's Weather Center forecast details are being brought to you by Shield System Car Wash.
When you get dirty, you take a shower. And when your car gets dirty, it needs a shower, too, at a Shield System Car Wash. We recommend you drive that car over to a Shield System Car Wash near you. Shield System Car Washes feature state-of-the-art cloth wash systems, plus quality motor fuels. For a limited time only, get a regular car wash for half price when you fill your gas tank to the top with 8 gallons or more. So visit a Shield System Car Wash near you at 81 Rogers Street, Lowell, or 455 Boston Road, Route 3A, Billerica. Special valid only if tank is filled to the top with 8 gallons or more.
Well, the details of Jennifer Mattson's Weather Center forecast have come to pass in part. Clouds are moving in on us today. Looks like tonight we may see a shower or a thunderstorm moving through, low about 60. The outlook for Wednesday, midweek, any showers that are lingering will probably be clearing out later in the morning. Increasing sunshine for the rest of the day on Wednesday, the high near 74. Thursday's outlook, a combination of sun and clouds, the high near 80. Right now, it is mostly cloudy and breezy, 84 at AM 1400. WLLH.
This is airchecks.com.